With us are in news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Thousands of U.S. Marines and sailors are being sent to the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The U.S. military is deploying three more warships and roughly 2,500 more Marines to the Mideast as the war with Iran hits the three-week mark. However, a White House official says President Trump has no plans to send troops into Iran despite the new deployment. At the same time, the president has said he does not plan to broadcast his military strategy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wait times at airport security checkpoints have become a guessing game during the Transportation Security Administration shutdown.
Absences among TSA officers are a big factor in determining whether or not the lines move quickly. Roughly 50,000 federal workers screening passengers and bags have been working without pay while lawmakers fail to agree on Homeland Security funding. The department says about 10% of TSA officers nationwide missed work each day between Monday and Wednesday. Airports in Atlanta and Houston saw absentee rates of roughly 38%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service after nearly a century of operation as part of a round of layoffs at the company. When it began operation in September 1927, the radio service was a precursor to the entire CBS network. It gave young executive William S. Paley his start and was the home of legendary broadcaster Edward R. Murrow's reports from London during World War II. Today, it's primarily known for its top-of-the-hour news roundups. On Wall Street, both the Dow and the NASDAQ down by 443 points. The S&P declined 100. This is SRN News. What do Americans consider immoral? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
In a wide-ranging new poll, the Pew Research Center reveals that a married person having an affair is the behavior that the highest number of people condemn as morally wrong, 90%. A slim majority, 52%, say viewing pornography is immoral. But a strong majority of Americans see no moral problem with assisted suicide, homosexuality, gambling, smoking pot, or getting a divorce. Abortion is a nearly even split. Michael Harrington reporting.
For many U.S. Jews, following current events these days can be emotionally draining. There's widely shared anger at the upsurge of attacks targeting their communities and deep divisions within those communities between liberals and conservatives over whether to support various policies and actions by Israel. Meanwhile, Jewish communities are spending millions on increased security. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Changing media landscape leads to the death of a broadcast institution.
After nearly 100 years, CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service as part of a round of layoffs, effective May 22nd. CBS News Radio went on the air September 1927. Currently, CBS News provides material to about 700 stations across the country. I'm Donna Water.
Nearly 90,000 bottles of a children's pain reliever have been recalled due to reports of particles and other contaminants. The Food and Drug Administration posted an online notice about the recall of Taro Pharmaceuticals' children's ibuprofen oral suspension. Another climb for oil prices shook stock markets as hopes collapsed for a possible cut to interest rates this year by the Fed. At the closing bell on Wall Street, both the Dow and NASDAQ were off 443 points, the S&P off 100. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.